Για να κάνει. Some very, very smart people have used this for the Pranapada. Now observe, you can see the Vedas. The Rig Veda is in the east, it is in Aries. The Yajur Veda is in the north, in Cancer. The Sama Veda is in the west, in Libra, and the Atharva Veda is in the south. So, Surya is representing the four Vedas or the four directions, because in reality, Brahma is Brahma for the whole universe. So Brahma is too big. He doesn't have time for the creation of human beings. These are tiny little dot-like creatures. He doesn't have the time. You think Brahma has time to create you? Of course not. He has to delegate the job to somebody else. And who does he delegate the job to? He delegates the job to the sun. And he says, look, Surya, the job of creation you have to do. Because you are the boss of the solar system. Who rules the solar system?
Sun.
Like this solar system, there are so many other solar systems. And in each solar system, it is the sun of that solar system who is given the job of creation, the sustenance, and the destruction by the three devatas. Because they don't have time to handle just this solar system. What's the big deal about this solar system? There are so many other better solar systems, bigger suryas. What is our surya? We have a small surya. Go and check up the size of the other suns. Big, big suns. There are bigger people. And I'm sure there are bigger life forms out there. Human beings are what? 5 feet, nothing. What's the big deal about you, human beings? It is only our ahankar that tells us that we are the great human beings. Come on. What are you? You don't even have a lifespan of about 70, 80 years, you're done. By the time the sun god breathes out, your whole life is over. You see the point here? It's a very good way to start a class on Pranapadas, because it tells you, look, what is the point in ahankar? Get as much knowledge as you can and prepare for a higher place. So the job of creation was given to Surya by Brahma. Vishnu says, look, son, I don't have the time for this solar system, but there are human beings and I like Manushya. Vishnu is nice, he likes human beings. So he said, why don't you also do this job for me? So Surya says, fine, I will do this job for you. And then Rudra says, oh my God, you have enough tejas, anger. So you can do this job also for me. So the sun is doing Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra's job. So he says, fine, at sunrise, I shall be Brahma. At midday, I shall be Vishnu. And at sunset, I shall be Rudra. It's the same sun. So the whole concept is, how are you looking at God? Are you looking at God as the creator? Are you looking at Him as the sustainer? Or are you looking at Him as the one who is destroying us and to whom we shall go after destruction? Or the one who is somewhere out there, which we don't understand at all? So then there's a fourth sun. It's called the midnight sun. The dark sun. So in the morning at sunrise, what is the color of the sun?
Orange.
What is the color of the sky? It's orange, reddish orange. At midday, bright yellow. At sunset is grayish blue. Look at the sky, grayish blue color. And at midnight, pitch black. So, naturally, these four suns, based upon the color of the sun, we have the principal color of the devata. A reddish sun will indicate Brahma, Prajapati, the creator. A more yellowish sun is Vishnu. That's why Vishnu wears yellow colors. What do you mean by Vishnu wearing yellow colors? Because at midday the sun is all bright and it's very bright and yellowish out there. And in the evening, the sky is all blue color. So we say Rudra wears blue colors. And at midnight, it's pitch black. So we say, Kali must be very black. Now, do you know how we derive the colors of the devatas? It's the same sun at four different times. Now, having got the job of creation, the sun god says that, how do I create? Brahma says you have to be like me. And Brahma is Chararashi. That we know that. Chararashi is Brahma. So, the sun has to be in a movable sign to create. But the sun cannot be in the movable sign all the time. He is for 30 days in a movable sign, then he goes to a fixed sign, then he goes to a dual sign. So what does Surya say? Bharat, my breath goes in trines. My breath is going in the trines, and this breath of the sun god going in the trines is called Kona. Kona. Trine is called? Kona. Kona. Trine. In Sanskrit, trine is called Kona. So what are the Konas? They are 159. Three Kona. So here the concept of three Kona. Do you see the point? Three Kona. The trine, the breath of the sun god, trine. And sun is here is just represented as an eye, one single eye. Because the sun is a single eye. He sees everything with his single eye. Interesting, huh? So do you understand the symbol? The symbol represents the sun. Because it is a single eye in the sky and the reddish color represents the sunrise. It's Brahma. If this were yellowish, it will be Vishnu. If this is bluish, it is Rudra. And if it is black, it is Kali. Interesting, huh? So the representation is the same, symbol is the same, but it's going to change. Now, we all have sun in our horoscopes. But to find out from where the sun has created us, we have to look at the trines from the sun, 1, 5 and 9. And whichever shall be a movable sign, and whichever shall be the movable sign, it is from that sign that the breath of the sun god was flowing. All of us are created by the sun as Brahma. So how does the sun become Brahma? We look at the trines from the sun, 1, 5 and 9. Whichever sign shall be a movable sign, Chararashi, that is our Brahma. But the particular name of Brahma out here is Virinchi. Virinchi, V-I-R-I-N-C-H-I, Chi. Just like Virinchi, you see that? And when the Chinese heard it, what did they say? Chi. We said Virinchi and they heard Chi. That's okay. So is the chi or the flow of breath. Where did the chi go? Where did the chi come from? The chi came from within chi. And where is that within chi? That within chi is in the trine to the sun, whichever is a movable sign. So can you tell me in your horoscopes, I want you to write down, draw your horoscopes, find the movable sign and trine to the sun and write down within chi. Did you do that? So for me, the lagna is Pisces and the sun is in Cancer. So Virinchi is in Cancer, in the fifth house. For Mariella, the lagna is Virgo and her sun is in
Gemini.
So I have to, the trines to Gemini are the wind signs, Vayurashi. And which is the movable Vayurashi? Tula. So for her, Virinchi is in Libra. For Sarbani, lagna is Pisces, but the sun is in Gemini. So for her also, Virinchi is in Libra. Or in other words, at the time of sunrise, at the time of sunrise, the sun god does Hamsa. What does he do? Hamsa. And that breath moves from that point at the speed of 120 times the speed of lagna. 120 times the speed of lagna. It moves very fast. And it goes round and round and round and round the zodiac. And as the creatures are born, they catch that breath. They say, so. The moment you catch the breath, you're born. So the question many people ask, it must be the first breath. Actually, it is not a physical breathing. It is more like the prana's awakening. It's a pranic breathing happening inside. A pranic breathing can happen even when you are not breathing. Did you understand? So, in my case, he was breathing from cancer 21 degrees 4 minutes. So the exact same degree as the sun is in your birth chart you have to take. Somebody will say, but that was not the position in sunrise. I know, but the movement has to be taken account of. Because there is an acceleration, a miniature acceleration, which has been taken account of by taking the exact degree of the sun in trine. So if Mariela's sun is in Gemini,
5 degrees,
then Virinchi will leave his breath at 5 degrees Tula. Good. And from there, the breath shall move round and round and round the zodiac. And the moving of the breath is the pranapada. So whatever calculation that we have done for Bhava Lagna, we multiply it by so many times. To that, we have to add this position of the sun. We just cannot add the degree of the sun. We have to take the degree of the sun, which is Virinchi's degree. And this Virinchi, the place where Virinchi is sitting, is called Konarka. So, if Justin, where is your Surya?
Surya is in 2 degrees 11 Mithuna.
In Mithuna, 2 degrees 11. So, for you, Virinchi is in Libra. And Konark is in Libra. Konark is the temple of the Virinchi Surya Narayan. That is the temple that the astrologers of Odisha used to worship for the knowledge of all births. You have given birth. Tell me now what will happen to you. So if you know the mantras of Virinchi Surya Narayan, the mantras of the Konark, every soul's destiny you will know. Because he is the one who creates all souls. He is the creator. Interesting, huh? So this particular point is where, from where God is breathing life into you. And what's he saying? Does he say Swam or do I say Swam?
He says Swam.
He says Swam. Mariela says that he says Swam.
No.
He says Hamsa. And I say
Swam.
So Hamsa becomes
Soham.
So what is Hamsa called? What is Bija? It is a Bija. It is one of the biggest mantras. One of the biggest mantras of Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya has taught us that this is one of the biggest ever mantras known to man. And what is Soham? That is another big mantra. So, Soham is one big mantra and Hamsa is one more big mantra. So, please make a note of it. So, whatever mantra should be there for this Konark Deva, we can call him Konark. Konark, Kona, Arka. So, you can't forget. Arka means sun god. Sun, Kona is trine. Kona, Arka. And who sits in the Konarka? Virinchi, Surya, Narayana. And what is the mantra that is offered to him? Dhyayat sada savitri mandala madhyavarti narayana sarasija sadnivishta keyurvan makar kundalavan kirtihari hiranmaya pradyutta sankha chakra. It's recorded now. So you don't have to worry. That is the offering. Dhyayat sada savitri mandala. You who are always in the center of the sun's disk, it is your breath which is coming. The sun is only representative over there. We know that. It is that breath which is giving life to all creatures and these plants and everything. You breathe life to everything through the power of Hamsa. And then Hamsa becomes the Paramatma Bija. Paramatma Bija. It is the Bija of the Paramatma. And all the souls, the tree, the little plant, Justin, our Nandi Babu, and all of them, they say, Soham. As soon as they said Soham, they are alive. So every time he is breathing, all these creatures in this earth are taking a breath. It is not just you and me, all plants and all animals and every creature is breathing because of that one breath that he has done. Paramatma, he breathes into you. You don't breathe. He is breathing. That is why you have breath. If he stops breathing, you stop breathing. You were not breathing before you were born, nor will you breathe after you die. But he was breathing and will continue to breathe. When you catch his breath, you will live. When you leave his breath, you will die. And that is why he is Virinchi. It is his breath that is coming into us. We are not breathing. It is our Ahankar which tells us that we are breathing. He is breathing into us. You know when somebody goes down and then is collapsed and the heart is stopped or something, then you see them breathing into that person? That is what God is doing with you all the time, though you cannot see him. You think that he is not there. He is right there and breathing constantly into your mouth. Mouth to mouth they do not. That is what he is doing every moment. And the gratitude that we astrologers of Puri have, oh my God, we had no idea. Thank God we got this knowledge. Therefore you truly are the true representative of God. And that is what Shankara says. Yes, that is why he alone can represent God. You, in your state as a human being, which is what? Even Ravan used to laugh. Manushya, what a useless creature. He's incapable. When God, when he asked Mahadev for protection, he said, you protect me from these, that. The God has what about Manushya? Manushya. Tuch. Manushya is tuch. Mere ko kya? Then Vishnu fed back. What? How dare you call my favorite species tuch? I will come as a Manushya and show you what is Manushya. So we are forever grateful to the Narayan for having had a little liking for us. Otherwise all the devas think that we are the most useless creations. We exploit everything, we eat everything, we fight with each other. Even as a small group we can't be, we don't enjoy anything. We are most ungrateful. Even the breath we have got, we don't thank for that. We say it is our right. Oh my God. So what is Paramatma Bija?
Hamsa.
What is Swabija? Self.
Soham.
So therefore there must be a mantra by which we can worship and thank that God. And that mantra you will learn what? Gemini? 3rd year? 5th year? When did you learn that mantra? Gemini 5th year? What has happened? I took a whole day's class with all the chakras and everything and Shankara's teachings. How do you know? I taught you last
time.
Yeah. 2A I taught, right?
That's just very little.
Yeah. So there's a whole book just on this little thing that you saw. The Adi Shankara wrote such a pattern. So from next year we will start learning that book. This is how we learn in the parampara. We understand the depth of the pranapada. We understand the depth of everything. We understand why it is important. Why we need to study it. What we are studying. And where is God really? So in trines to the sun lies the three forms of God in our chart. That God who truly is the true light. If you are in Vayu, if your son is in Vayu Rashi, then Tula, he shall take the form of the Brahma. In Kumbha, the fixed sign, when the breath is fixed and which is like death, he shall take the form of Rudra. And in the dual sign, he shall take the form of Vishnu.
And these three forms shall be in perfect harmony with each other. So when human beings fight with them, oh, I am a Shaiva follower and I am not a Vaishnava follower, they laugh. What an idiot. What an idiot. How can we give salvation to such idiots? You like my head but you don't like my hand? You like my toe but you don't like my leg? What sort of a person you are? Why is the buddhi so low? This is how they must be thinking. Why can't you perceive me in my complete form? Oh, we are weak, forgive us. You see, that is how the story of the Manushya comes. We are weak. And every time, in everything, we say we are weak, we are sorry. So sorry becomes a natural. Right? We are always sorry for everything. Excepting for the fact that we are born. So pranapada, bear in mind that the pranapada calculation which is done on this basis is a lagna where you caught the breath of breathing chi. So what is pranapada? It is the meeting point of soham and hamsa. The hamsa which was going round, 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 the swan which was flying, you held it at the point of pranapada. So therefore soham and hamsa got joined. Soham and hamsa got joined in at the pranapada. So Ganesha understood this. Ah, Ganesha started clapping. And then everybody asked, Ganesha, why are you clapping? He said, now I know one mantra by which I can make both of them joined all the time. What is that? He said, soham. So what is the one mantra by which Ganesha worships the sun god? And what is the best mantra? Ganesha is very smart, keep that in mind. Nobody can beat his brains. Soham sa. Soham and hamsa are joined all the time. My breath cannot be separated from God. Soham sa, soham sa, soham sa. How intelligent, I say. Oh. So with that, we now start our first. Now you see, your understanding of pranapada is better. And you can see and appreciate truly what an important thing this must be. What an important lagna this must be. And what is the importance of this lagna? It is the breath, no? Breath is animated. Without breathing, you cannot move. All the movement that you do has to do with the wind, with the breath. So pranapada is the animation. First lesson that is taught, Naisargika. What is that for? When you are sitting, standing, what is that word I taught you for that? Mudra, is it? No. Asana. So if the pranapada is 3, 7, 11, that is how I started now. Remember? So you are in sitting posture. If pranapada is in 4, 8, 12, you are in sleeping posture. If pranapada is in 2, 6, 10, you are in walking posture. And if pranapada is 1, 5, 9, you are in standing posture. Should this not be the posture in which you worship God? Why do you worship God? For what? For wealth, for this? No. Just worship Him to thank Him for life. Rest of it, He will take care. If He is happy, He will give you more. Just thank Him for life. Soham, soham, soham. Soham, sa, soham, sa, soham, sa. So then what happens? There is a certain posture in which you can pray. Or you can, you should visualize Him. You should visualize Him as standing, sitting, walking, whatever, depending upon your pranapada, which house it is. Good. That was a good starting point. The prana moves at a uniform pace of one bhasma pada, bhamsa pada. Bhamsa nakshatra amsha, the hidden secret in the shloka. The hidden secret in this shloka is that you will have to study the Pranapada in the D27 chart. And which D27 chart? It is called the Bhamsa. Right now you are not even in a state to know what that is, so let us leave it here. When we arrive there, if you remember, maybe we can have some discussions. That is why I said, your mentor will explain to you, there are 2-3 times you have to go through. First time when you go through, you will get one layer of knowledge. Second time, because you have the one layer, we can go to the next layer. Then because you have the second layer, we can... What will I talk to you about Bhamsa Pada and Nakshatra Pada? Do you know Bhamsa? Anybody? No. Bha is Nakshatra. Bha Bhamsa. That division, which is 127th part of the Rashi chart, is called Bhamsa. Bha, like Bhu, Bhuloka, Bhuloka, Bha. And from where did this Bha come? Bhrigu. From Bhrigu came Bha. Bhur Bhuvasva came from whom? Who said Bhur Bhuvasva for the first time? Bhrigu. Om Bhur Bhuvasva, when you are doing, who gave you the mantra? Bhrigu gave it for the first time. I know there is too much to remember. Don't worry, just as it flows, Sohamsa, it will flow from you. The power of Sohamsa. Okay, this is the calculation, you have done the calculation. I will leave it now. Software does it, I am not bothered about it. Pranapada in the 2nd, 5th, 9th, 4th, 10th or 11th Rashi, written from Lagna, indicates auspicious birth or start, Janma. In other houses, it is inauspicious. Again, I repeat, how many houses are indicated? 2, 5, 9, 3, 4, 10, 11, 3, 6. Which are these houses? Can I put 9, 10, 11 together? Right. Can I put 4, 5 together? And instead of 3, I'm taking 2. Instead of 3, I'm taking 2. So ideally it should be which houses? 3, 4, 5, 9, 10, 11. Ideally it should be 3, 4, 5, 9, 10, 11. What are these houses? You will learn later. Remember to ask me next year. No, not next year. It's 2B, right? Aruda. Then we do Arudas. 3, 4, 5, 9, 10, 11 should have been ideal. Instead of that, we have got now 2 instead of 3. And 4, 5 continues and 9, 10, 11 continues. It is considered to be auspicious, Shubha. Other houses, it is inauspicious, Ashubha. What is the meaning of Shubha and Ashubha out here? Normal translations, bad guy, good guy, finish. Don't you think that's stupid? Don't you think that's utterly stupid? What sort of a meaning is that? What is Parashara trying to tell us? That means, if the birth happens, when the Pranapada and the Lagna were in a peculiar combination, where the Pranapada is in the 2nd, 2, 4, 5 and 9, 10, 11 from the Lagna, at that point of time, the chances of trouble at the time of delivery are low. The delivery will be more smooth and easier. The birth will be auspicious birth. There will be no stress. Mother will not die. Mother will not be hospitalized. Mother will not bleed for many days. The child will not have complications. The child may not have the umbilicus going all around his neck and choking him. So you see, the chance of... The first point is that the start itself is good, that everything will be more normal. So can we say that in the Pranapada is in 2, 5, 2, 4, 5, 9, 10, 11? Easy to remember. 2, 4, 5, 9, 10, 11. It's two wings. See? 2, 9, 10, 11 is the left hand, three wings. And 2 is here, 4, 5. Actually, show it 3, 4, 5. If it's in the wings of the bird, it's good. So who are the people who have it in these houses? And can you confirm that your delivery was normal or everything was normal?
When it was normal.
Normal. Ah. Normal. So you see, the interpretation is needs to be proper. So auspicious, inauspicious. What do you think of auspicious? That means the delivery will be more, the chances of normal delivery is better. Then my pranapada was in seventh house. Mangal was over there. Mangal protected me and fought for my life. Later you will see why. Otherwise, seventh house pranapada means as soon as they are born, they will go away also. The chances of dying at birth. Because seventh house is the house of, is a Maraka house. And who is killing, who is the Karaka of that house? Shukra. Remember this. Shukra is the Karaka of the seventh house. So if the Pranapada is in the seventh house, it is possible that the birth can be number one, premature. If it is not premature, then Shukra will find devious methods to kill him. The danger of death, and you will see that in the horoscope of an elder brother or something like that, you will find Shukra in the third house. Or associated with the third, which means that, look, Shukra is going to kill the younger one. Because Shukra doesn't like brothers. Shukra doesn't like Mars. Mars is the significator of brothers and sisters. And so Shukra doesn't like that. That is why Shukra is called selfish. So Shukra associated with Lagna is good, not with the third. Dangerous. Good. So you understood this part. What about Pranapada? Anybody has Pranapada, let us say, in the third house? Yep. Delivery? Was it normal delivery? Perfectly? Not cesarean? Not delayed?
Excellent. Oh, delayed. I came maybe a week later.
Why? What is the third house connected with Saturn? You see my point? So, in a horoscope, if the Pranapada is in third house, it is showing that could be something which is not perfectly normal. And here it is Saturn. Your Saturn is exalted. So, of course, there can't be a problem. Exaltation of the Lord of Pranapada shows normal delivery, good delivery. But it's Saturn. So delay, that's all. See the point? So the exaltation of Saturn is good for you. It teaches you to look after your health by natural means. If the Lord of the Pranapada is strong and exalted, you will use your breath to save your life. You will use natural means. You will try to avoid going to the hospital. Unlike me, the Lord of the Pranapada is in sixth house. Even if I go to the hospital, I don't understand what the hell the doctors are talking. My wife, she has a horrible time trying to take me to the doctors, and it's a big deal, you know. It's a whole production over there. And it is, honestly. I mean, I don't understand why I'm going there in the first place. What is that guy's mom? They don't know Praneshwara Garuda. They don't know Soha Hamsa. They just went to some college or something. You cut him up like that, you'll be fine. Stupid. They don't know anything about life. I'm speaking the truth. I know it. They don't know anything about life. Nothing. What do they know about protecting lives? So did you see? Did you understand in the two cases how I showed you how Pranapada works? Now, can anybody tell me, anyone who had a difficult birth over here? Alex, yeah. Where is your Pranapada?
Seventh house.
Hey, welcome to my club. Normally, seventh house Pranapada doesn't survive. Normally, they don't. Normally, they don't survive. Pranapada, seventh house, till 1 year after birth, there is serious danger. Till 1 year. Shukra will try his level best to kill you. So,
Where is the pranapada? Seventh house Taurus. Okay? And then? Where is Shukra? One exalted, one debilitated. Perfect examples in the class. See, pranapada debilitated. There's no chance he would have made it. How did he make it? Lord of Pranapada and the Karaka, both as Shukra and as debilitated. So how did he make it through? Come on. So you see, you have to learn how is the child going to survive. Because when you look at a baby's horoscope, you have to say things to do to protect the baby sometimes. And then of course there will be some stupid people who say, after how many years should I make the baby's horoscope? Sometimes I feel like answering to them after it dies. How stupid! You don't even have that much age. As soon as the baby is born, within 24 hours, you are supposed to SMS the date, time, place. The astrologer will make the chart and tell you the aksharas, based upon which you are supposed to choose the child's name. What do you mean after how many years they are going to be? How do you choose a name without the chart? Am I clear? My students will know exactly. You cannot choose a name without the chart. How will you have the nama karana sanskara without a name? So when people say you should not see the chart till so many years and all, this is illiterate, rubber stamp fellows. They still don't know how to sign their names. They're talking. Am I being clear? What is the one thing that you're prohibited from saying? Longevity. Only one thing. You cannot open your mouth on that. You have no right to do that till the child is 20 years of age. 24 I use, yeah. 20 normally, but 24 I use for safety. Good. Now go on. How did you survive?
Guru in Kendra.
How? Guru? Why will Guru help Venus? Why will Guru force Venus? Right, he is the lord of the exaltation sign of Venus. Jupiter has the arm twisting power. You know what's the arm twisting power? Jupiter and Mercury get debilitated in this Jupiter's Pisces axis. So Jupiter, Pisces Jupiter, not Sagittarius Jupiter. Sagittarius Jupiter does have the power. Pisces Jupiter has got arm twisting power. You know what is arm? So what he does, he catches the left hand of Venus and the right hand of Mercury. And does, hello. And suddenly they are squirming. Jupiter is like an elephant strength, you know. Imagine, one little deer and the elephant gets hold of his little leg. What chance does he have? Right, he jolly well listen now, let go, let him live. Okay, if Brihaspati is saying okay, then I have to agree. And Brihaspati is Jiva. He is sworn to protect all creatures. So you survive because of Jupiter. Bear that in mind. And that planet which causes you to survive shall protect you through life. Very important point. That planet which is causing you to survive against sure death will protect you through life. So I want you to study your prana, pada, lagna first. Because you don't live because of lagna, you live because of prana, pada, lagna. Lagna is only the body. The body doesn't, the body exists even after you die. You know that, right? Your body continues to exist even after you die. What has gone? What has come? The prana. So what is more important chart? The prana pada lagna chart is the most important chart because that is your life. So kindly study your prana pada chart properly and find out why you survived. Ask yourself, why did I survive? Who caused me to survive? And don't do anything to make that planet angry. Do not ever do anything to get that planet angry. Where is the planet?
10
Guru Shikuti. Guru Shikuti.
Ah, interesting. Anybody else has Pranapada Lord in Aquarius? Did you think? Milk in the childhood. Your Pranapada Lord is in Aquarius, not in Aries. So you survive because of Rahu, and you are a very diplomatic person.
I retain your coolness.
Okay, you didn't bash up your wife. Okay, we'll discuss this.